Leeds is growing very fast without me. Everybody's driving, buildings are looking nicer, the trains and the buses are getting better, as in public transport is getting real, it's moving, modernizing, moving up with time. There's a lot of activities to do with the music scene, the drama scene. Basically, the entertainment world. That's catching up with Leeds gradually and moving very quickly with it. And for a person who's down and out like myself, it's an eye opener, very eye opening. If you ain't got no friends or nowhere to go, it can be a hard place. You can be really stuck in the dumps. But if you know people and you know where to go, like certain pubs and clubs, to open up the door so more people could get jobs, I think it'd be a very clean place, a very, very clean place. I'm staying in Leeds, enjoy it, try to get my life back together, you know, on track. Because I'm kind of a reformed alcoholic. Try to get my life back on track. I'd like to get my license so I can drive again. And just see more places. But Leeds is a good place, it's a beautiful place. We've got people coming into the city all the time, different kinds of people, all kinds of colours. I was in a little situation with my girlfriend. We had a little split up breakdown, relationship breakdown. And she said she wanted a break. So I moved out of there and I thought I'd come back to Leeds because I was living in Liverpool. But before I moved back to Leeds, I was living kind of rough on the streets in the cold weather and dark nights. Then I came to Leeds and I've seen a few, what I call them down and outs, because I don't like to give them a bad name, but I've seen a few down and outs and they put me in the right direction to get into a hostel, so I really thank them for that. And then I followed their advice and I found myself in Holford Court. I think it's all right. I think it's all right. If you get involved in the activities, you can have a good time. But if you stay in your room all day, you're just gonna be bored. So I think it is okay. And I think some of the people are easy to talk to, like they're not all stuck in their own problems. They really come out and tell you what's wrong or tell you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. So I think the people as well are very helpful. Same with the workers. The workers are very helpful. I like all the workers. And the people that live here, I think it's all right. So far, so good. And
we organised a series of visits to the Discovery Centre.
You know, every time I come back to Leeds, there's always new buildings popped up and you don't recognise places and that. But as a city, I quite like Leeds. I like the Yorkshire people, the Yorkshire mindset and that. So, yeah, no, I like Leeds. I've always had an interest in museums and past and stuff like that. I remember as a child, my parents used to take me on a weekend and a day trip out to town rather than just going shopping. My mum would go off shopping and my dad would take me to museums. I used to use museums for spending a lot of time in them because they're warm places to go to, you know what I mean? Especially when you've got no to do during the day at libraries and things like that. Just sitting in a library all day because it's warm and it's cold outside. I've always liked that belief that there's something else out there apart from us, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I just like to know about other star systems and other planets and things like that. It's just fascinating how the Earth itself, out of the 10 planets that they're in, well, the 9, but now there's 10, that we're the one that only holds life, do you know what I mean? And things like that. So to actually hold a piece, some of that I'm into, and actually hold that piece, it really, really, I can't explain the feeling, but it was fantastic, you know?